Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, a show where we interview the most influential people in real estate to teach you how to generate leads, build a brand, and convert more customers. What's up, everybody? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. Excited to be on today with somebody I think is going to add a ton of value to you and help you understand how to grow your following in a big way. The one and only Mr. Ed Hutchinson. Man, thanks so much for dropping by. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Grant. It's great to be here. Really excited to chat to you.
Awesome. You're going to make this podcast so much easier to listen to because of your accent.
I'm quite lucky in LA. Like, it seems to be it's the one accent that everyone seems to love, which is a great intro when you're meeting people.
Yeah, that's bougie as hell. I love it. Yeah, that's good. Where are you originally from?
So I'm originally from London, awesome. London, England. Yeah, I kind of moved here actually in 2015, start of 2015. So I've kind of been in LA for 4 years, but London's where I'm originally from.
Accomplished a lot in 4 short years.
Yeah, I've tried. Some things have failed for sure. Some things have worked out really well, but it's been a journey. Yeah.
Well, 3 out of 10 gets you in the Hall of Fame, right? So we don't got to win every time.
I love it.
Awesome, man. So just tell us your story. Who are you and how did you get to where you are today?
So I actually kind of left university and went into real estate in London. I was a London agent selling kind of luxury, but not the kind of properties that we now sell in LA for about 4.5 years. I actually married an American who I met in South Africa. So she came to London, lived there for 2 years, loved it, but had been living in LA previously, and we're both surfers. So as soon as that happened, we kind of decided LA is where we're going to be. So moved out to LA, and obviously in LA, it works very differently real estate wise than it does in London. It's not the big company that you're just getting a salary and working for. It's very much more entrepreneurial. Loved it. Like, absolutely kind of found so much more kind of reward in kind of my day to day. So I got very lucky. Trust in Beverly Hills. That was then bought by Pacific Union. And then less than 6 months later, that was bought by Compass. So I'm now under Compass. But actually where we've kind of stood out and pulled out a huge amount of business is more the digital side. Because I'm a 29-year-old. I think I, you know, actually was never that big personally on Instagram and a lot of these digital platforms. But kind of actually discovered kind of Gary Vee when I first moved to America. Started listening to some of the stuff that he was talking about. Really rang a bell with me, and sort of spent the last kind of 3.5-4 years doing this thing called LA Mansion Tours. So go and tour the most expensive houses on the market in LA and mostly kind of across America, document them on our stories, create Instagram videos, get a lot of engagement from our audience, and that's generated a huge amount of business for us, which has been nice.
Love it. The change agent, Mr. Gary Vee. I think he's been mentioned in the last 12 to 15 podcasts that we have done. Definitely got a lot of stuff going with Gary Vee. Awesome.
I mean, it's kind of insane. I was going to say I actually was at a meeting yesterday to potentially do a TV show called The American Dream. And the guy who was giving the talk to the potential agents who were going to do it, all he talked about was Gary Vee. So I was a bit like, from 3 years ago when no one knew his name, it seems like no one doesn't talk about him ever now. It's just constant.
We were talking about him yesterday, like how awesome it was that an entrepreneur got a shoe deal. Like that's how massive having a personal brand is, no matter what it is that you do. Because who would have thought some guy that owned a marketing agency would have ended up getting a shoe deal? Like that those two things don't usually clash.
I buy his shoes. I don't wear them, but I feel like I owe him enough that I need to just buy them.
Yeah, that's
probably worth a ton in 20 years. So we'll see.
Buy my wine, buy my shoes, whenever you can afford it. Do you know, use my service, whatever we got to do. Yeah.
This
is really fascinating. I have a question before we kind of dive into some of the real meat here is like, you came from a market in London where you basically said you work for a big company, you got a salary, and that's kind of how you do business. Do you see any part of that kind of creeping into the US market with companies like Redfin and some of these other, you know, Zillow making plays? And do you feel like there's any part of what you did come from that is creeped over here into the US and is starting to take hold?
I don't think of it more as like creeping over, but I do think it's kind of become that. Yeah. Cause I don't think London ever kind of had a situation where it was like it is in the US, where it is the kind of, it's on the agent's own back of what they're doing. And obviously they hang their license with someone and use their branding, but it's really all on them. So it's hard for me to see like it pulling over, but I do think just generally now with the internet and how people can be connected and how marketing is and the attention can be grabbed in those areas, those big companies with big budgets definitely seem to be kind of making a play for that. One thing I would say though is I think what I really like realize more and more in this industry, especially with us in that kind of high price end market, is the relationship is everything.
Yeah.
You need to have that trust between you and that person. And I think those kind of platforms still at the moment, Zillow and those things, are great gateway drugs to start that relationship. I think it's, you know, as AI develops and all these things and the communication with your client can become more automated, I do worry a little bit about the agent and what their position is in the industry. But I do think that probably is kind of like 10, 15 years out from really kind of threatening, especially our luxury market.
I love it. Love it. Love it. So let's dive into this, man. You told me kind of before we get into this, you have a couple pages on Instagram.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how you guys blew up, that both have, I think it was over 100,000 followers a piece.
Yeah.
And like, first of all, like, what was it? I know that it was Gary V, but like, what got you looking? What got you listening for this tweak that you felt like you needed to make where, you know, somebody like Gary V kind of made sense for you? It's like, it seems like we go through these things and we're like, okay, now I know I have a problem and I know that I need a solution. And then boom, you know, Gary V appears, right? Here's what you do. And then it's like, okay, now I know exactly what was it for you that really helped you understand that you really needed to go down that path?
I think I was probably of the mindset that I see in a huge amount of the older agents where they're like, oh yeah, Instagram is nice and it's for fun and for like a part-time thing, but it's not relevant to like marketing or selling a property. And I think once I heard him kind of talking about that and realized how much my wife and her friends and all of my generation, how many hours a day we spend in there. And I was sending out postcard mail outs, which cost a huge amount of money. And whenever I receive them, I throw them in the bin and I'm the guy that sends them to people. So I was kind of thinking, this is kind of a real shift, I think, in the maturity of the internet. And so I realized actually I'm very lucky. I literally work in Beverly Hills, Bel Air, Hollywood, where every Tuesday from the time from 11 till 2, any new listing is held open by the brokers because they want the brokers to walk around. They want them to see it, to like mention it to their clients. And what I realized is walking around, and I started off with a crappy iPhone, just took a couple of pictures because I was like, oh, hold on a second. Maybe I don't have any listings, but you know what? I have access to show these things and I could represent a buyer who's going to sell this. So started taking some pictures, started doing some Facebook Live, actually kind of like almost doing like a live walkthrough. Because I was thinking now I can do a live from my phone. It becomes a kind of situation where I could do a remote showing. You know, the client doesn't need to be there if they're in another state or in another country. I can walk through and show them what the property looks like. And it's not like a video recorded. Unfortunately, in the hills, actually, a lot of the signal is awful. So that kind of fell to the floor pretty quickly. But as Snapchat started evolving and all these things, what I kind of realized, because we were getting a huge amount of feedback, is Instagram is, yes, a place where people spend a lot of time. I want some kind of value in terms of entertainment, mainly, and occasional kind of information. And because I could video 15-second clips of a $45 million mansion, people kind of thought, oh, I'm going to tune back in. I know 99.9% of those people can't and probably will never be able to afford a property at that price point. But when they share it, when it kind of goes viral, when it gets out there, realistically, I'm just using eyeballs to kind of spread. And we definitely picked up some clients and some potential listings from people just seeing what we do there, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Just dropping business cards everywhere.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So you really kind of gravitated towards Instagram. You started seeing how things began to kind of like take off. When we talk about virality, I think a lot of people have different definitions for that. So what do you mean these things started to go viral? Like 10 people clacked on it, or like 1,000 people would engage with? Like what was that virality to you guys?
So, I mean, it varies massively. And what I realize more and more is that I kind of have no taste when it comes to the actual viral nature of things, because normally it's the ones that I put up, which I think are the worst posts that I'm rushing. They normally do better. So I think I have like the opposite of good taste or something like that. But yeah, it's kind of what I've kind of learned over my time is that first hour of engagement is everything. And people's attention spans are very short. So if that first 5 seconds, they're not caught and they're like not kind of interested in what they're going to consume over the next 30 seconds, they're gone. And so I think it's just been consistency, literally constantly posting. And I was posting 3 times a day on one of our Instagram accounts, on the feed, constant on the stories, and almost documenting my life as an early agent. And I think there were a huge amount of people that started reaching out and they're like, hey, I'm thinking about becoming an agent. And obviously it's not hugely worth my time, but I'm big on karma. So I just kind of want to put out as much goodwill in the world as possible. So helping people in that way. But we had a couple of posts. In fact, we've had one on TikTok recently, which has hit 2.8 million views. And again, it was like the worst one that I thought I put out there. But it's a weird thing where I think a huge amount of agents put themselves in the mindset of it has to be the best picture. And I'm not going to put something out there if I don't think it's perfect. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a huge amount more value in putting out five things in that time. And one of them maybe does quite well. One of them people say, hey, I don't like this picture. Whatever it is, you kind of just start to learn from the consistency in that way, I think.
Love it. So when you talk about, you know, you think that the first 5 seconds is so crucial.
Yeah.
When you began to learn that, how did you begin to leverage it? Like what did you start doing in that first few seconds that was really good about catching people's attention?
So, I mean, we originally work, well, I would basically go through and film 15 second clips of each room in a $15 million mansion. I'd upload the story. I've got an editor effectively who takes all those 15 second clips and creates it into an IGTV video. We thought, oh, this is amazing to have a, you know, 20 second intro to the video of like LA mansion tours. What is this? What I realized is people like seeing that the first three times, but when they realize they've seen this 20 second clip, like 10, 15 times, they're like skipping the video. And so we just cut that down, or we would give like the best moment of what the actual post was going to be, followed by a tiny bit of intro, then going into like the full length of the thing. And that's where it kind of hooks people. And I'm weirdly, I think that time is like the 5 seconds is coming down and down. So some of our most recent posts are like, I'll start it on a wallpaper that's kind of this insane texture with like gold leaf into it. And if that's the first image that I'm pulling out from, those weirdly at the moment I'm finding tend to get a lot more engagement than, you know, 10 seconds in, I'm going and showing you the wall and zooming in on it.
So it's a lot of testing and a lot of paying attention to what you're testing, right? Not just like set it and forget it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of intention 100%. Behind what you do, it sounds like.
Yeah, and it does take a huge amount of my time. And there's definitely days where I'm thinking like, okay, well, I'm spending 4 hours creating content, putting this stuff out there. And is this worthwhile as opposed to following up with the leads that I've kind of missed over the last 2 days? I think from Gary, similarly, very long game. Because I'm a 29-year-old and I'm hoping to be in this industry for a long time and to build a lot of relationships, I'm kind of very much in that kind of marathon of, you know, putting my name out there. And in fact, like recently, over the last 6 months, we've built some really strong relationships with developers. And so developers are seeing what we're doing. And it was a weird, actually, as a switch where I've seen it, because before the developer didn't really care. All they cared about is what following their agent kind of had, if they could get the property once it's marketed out there. It seems a huge amount of the LA developers that build luxury properties now very much care about building the brand around their development company. And so if it's, you know, A&R Signature Collection or whatever it is, it means that they want to be known for the properties that they build. And so the amount of them now that contact us through our accounts, they're like, hey, we've just got this new project. Do you want to come and tour it? And therefore they're kind of, and we're linking back to their account and it's pushing followers to them. They're really, really liking that where they didn't 6 months, a year ago, which is kind of a crazy shift that we're seeing.
Right. Yeah. So at first you have to like go out and find all these things. And then once you build up the attention, once you own the media, people start, it totally flips and people start coming to you instead of you having to go to anybody.
Yeah.
Love it. Exactly.
I think there's a move like that as well with other agents. Cause I mean, we've got a great network within Compass now, cause it's obviously bought a huge amount of brokerages across LA. And so I'm reaching out to any of the agents in my office and just saying, hey, you know, if you've got a new listing and you want attention on it, then invite me there. I'll shoot it with my videographer guy. We'll do a walkthrough. I'll give you access to all the content. If you want any clips from it, it's great. And I think that benefits them. And in the long term, it benefits me because I'm becoming the famous name that's associated with some of these, you know, incredible properties that we have the access to tour.
I love it. So was it all of Gary's strategies or was it just like the property? Like what really created a lot of like the following? Because, you know, I hear what you're saying is you basically created these sick property tours and you make stories out of them and you'd post and you make videos and all types of stuff. And that, I think to a degree has, you know, a lot to do with how something can take off. But like Gary has his 2 cents strategy, right? Where you drop in and you start engaging with other people's hashtags and et cetera, et cetera. Like were there any of those like little tactical things that you guys did along the way that really, really took off?
Yeah, 100%. So actually, so weirdly, we got approached when we bought the Houses Gram account. At the time, it was like 10,000 followers. but I kind of saw it and I was like, oh, Housesgram. It's like houses for Instagram. This is kind of like one of those names, and weirdly compared to our Hutch Johnson, like, naturally when people see the name, it picks up more followers. So I think there's definitely some value in that. That kind of, you have a brand name that people have some recognition towards, not just your name. But the guys that were running it, a couple of guys actually in Kashmir, India, which is going through some issues right now, so unfortunately I'm not in contact with them, but they had built that account and they are algorithm guys. So very much that kind of like, right, the first hour is everything on a feed post. Effectively what happens is when the algorithm, it'll rate the post after 1 hour. So depending on how many likes you have, how many comments you've got on the post, it'll put it way higher up in your followers' feeds. Plus, if you've got hashtags on it, it'll show it higher in the hashtags. And so we did this kind of, and we still do this kind of hacking thing where some of the posts on Housesgram will take something that's kind of like a viral inspirational content, will give credit to the person that took the picture or whatever it is. So we're kind of giving them a shout out. But if we know that that image is already, to the human psychology and brain and eyes at scale, had a really good reaction, posting that as an inspirational post, then sharing it to DM groups. There's a ton of these DM groups, which are like 20 real estate focused Instagram accounts. Once you put a post up, you share it to those groups. There's kind of an agreement between all these accounts that as soon as that kind of goes there, they'll comment and like on it. And so therefore you're basically giving your post the highest chance in that first hour to get as many comments and as many likes on it. Obviously, when you get to the kind of scale like ours is 171,000, we get a lot of likes anyway now, but it's almost trying to beat those early days of, if you haven't got any followers and people aren't seeing it, you're pushing a huge amount more attention to the posts. So I would say, yeah, if there's someone out there trying to really grow an account, basically taking an image or something that they know is kind of inspirational and that the human population really like, posting it, asking questions for engagement, which is obviously going to get the comments up, getting as many likes and comments in that first hour as possible, is, and then you can just let it kind of do its thing over the next 24 hours.
Awesome. So for you, like, how do you feel like this affects your personal brand? Like, has this really helped you ramp things up personally, or do you mix a lot of your personal brand with this? Like, how has this affected you personally? Because I see now you have kind of the business brands or the Instagram brands, but how does this help you personally?
So that's the thing. I mean, our Hutch Johnson account was the one we started off on. That is tied to me. It's my face doing Q&As, podcasts, tours of properties, whatever it is. And we occasionally share some of those posts on the Housesgram account. That Housesgram account for me is more of a tool. So effectively, I reach out to other realtors in other cities. And I'm like, hey, you know, if you want something promoted here. So it's almost a little bit of a side thing, which just puts a huge amount more attention on what we do in our business and gives us control. So realistically, I like a huge amount of organic content, and very rarely we put anything that's kind of viral, because we've had the opportunity of getting to a good stage on there. But on the Housesgram account, I want it to be more the best houses in the world. And so therefore I'm reaching out to a lot of kind of other contacts in other markets and kind of hopefully pulling in their followers, getting more attention for what they're trying to achieve, and almost becoming like the Curbed LA or whatever it is, but on that Instagram platform.
How has this affected your personal production? Like, this is a lot of cool stuff, but how did this new content direction help change your personal business?
So I would say it's a huge value in terms of the face-to-face engagement, because I'm English and I have the accent. I actually wear a suit every day and I wear red socks every day. It's a horrible time of year right now, and I hate to be doing that. But it has become a thing where I walk into open houses, I walk into properties, I go to meetings with other agents, and people now walk up to me and they're like, oh my God, you're English, you're in a suit, you're Ed, I've seen you on Instagram, whatever it is. So it's been great in terms of just building my network with other agents, but it's actually, we get a lot of DMs as well from people like, hey, I've got a friend who's looking to buy in LA, I've loved your account, I've been watching it for a couple of years. And so therefore, you know, can I introduce you to them? What's the best email? Can I connect you? And so it's basically like a lead generation platform for us. I would say with Instagram, it's definitely more of the entertainment. People aren't there to kind of get updated on market stats and, you know, what the best mortgage rate is right now. But we'll put out that content on like LinkedIn and other places where we actually see that people are there to get that value. But yeah, I mean, I'd say for the first year and a half, no leads at all. People are just like, wow, this is amazing. Can't believe you can get to see this property. Is this your house? I'm like, no. We just have the opportunity of touring them. But really over the last year, it's become a situation where I'm constantly now getting DMs. It's quite hard to keep up with them. Obviously, a lot of them can be just people, you know, making things up and trying to seem cool. But definitely, it's pretty awesome that we get to now effectively generate leads without paying a place like Zillow or somewhere like that to give them to us.
I love it, man. I love it. I appreciate you so much for stopping by, man. I know you're a busy guy, but to jump on and share as much tactical and strategic information as you just did, that's a huge, huge value. Hopefully those paying attention were able to consume all of it. If not, rewatch this episode 2 or 3 times because there's a bunch of stuff in here I think that you can really glean the more and more times that you watched it, dude. What's the best way for somebody to follow you or interact with you if they wanted to?
I think the Instagram Hutch Johnston is the best because obviously it's more tied to our personal brand. So if anyone's on there, send me a DM. I can be slow at responding, but yeah, that's the best.
And what will you say that one more time?
Hutch Johnston, HUTCHJOHNSTONE.
Perfect. And we'll make sure, you guys, that we link that in the show notes so you guys can click over and go follow these guys. Definitely do that. Interact with them, engage with them, send them a DM, or just watch what they're doing, right? You got guys that are just out there doing it. And I think so many people are trying to sell you stuff, which is enticing. But if you just follow some of the people that are doing it and doing it the right way, you're going to learn a ton. Thank you again, brother, for stopping by. I really, really appreciate that. Love the accent. Love the strategies. Love everything you guys got going on. It's super awesome. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Genius Podcast. Please make sure you remember to rate us on iTunes and Google Play so we can continue to bring you interviews of some of the most influential people in real estate to help you grow your business.